the Public News Service DOA Newscast, October the 5th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. A recent poll finds more than half of Hispanic college students considered leaving in the last year.
A Lumina Foundation Gallup poll finds one in four Hispanic students frequently or occasionally feel discriminated against in post-high school programs. In New York, 50% of Latino students left two-year programs, with only a quarter of students graduating in 2021. Courtney Brown with the Lumina Foundation says campuses need to address discrimination and harassment.
They need to work on those policies. They need to make sure they can educate all their faculty and staff on discrimination. They need to establish process for probably resolving discrimination issues and make sure that they have an anti-retaliation program so that students feel safe in even reporting the harassment.
While respondents report these feelings in all college programs, they were highest in industrial certification programs, which are often taught outside higher ed classrooms. So Brown says it's up to industry to address the problems. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Meantime, Reuters reports the race to replace ousted House Speaker Kevin McCarthy took shape Wednesday as Steve Scalise, the chamber's number two Republican, and Jim Jordan, a leading antagonist of Democratic President Joe Biden, said they would both seek the post. Reuters notes that the two lawmakers could be joined by several other candidates in what could be a lengthy and messy battle to fill a post in the House where Republicans hold a majority. And with news of more large-scale fish dumps in coastal Louisiana waters in recent weeks, advocates are calling for more regulations on the menhaden industry.
Three large commercial fishing nets were dumped in waters off Cameron Parish in separate incidents between September 11th and 14th, resulting in an estimated 850,000 dead menhaden, also known as pogies, along with other species of bycatch. This comes 1 year after a similar incident when a pogie boat cut loose a net containing nearly 1 million fish and set it adrift in the same waters. With locals again seeing large amounts of dead fish washed up on area beaches, David Cresson with the Coastal Conservation Association says the scale and impact of this industrial harvest demands more regulation.
They set these nets 10 or 12,000 times a year. They catch a billion pounds of pogies, tens of millions of pounds of bycatch. So what we saw from September 11th to September 15th was just a tiny glimpse of what's really going on all year long.
Two foreign-owned commercial operators are responsible for the dumps, Daybrook Fisheries and Omega Protein, which state officials cited for failing to report the incident within the permitted time. Neither company responded to a request for comment. Brett Pivato reporting.
Menhaden are small bait fish that are harvested for use in a number of products, but in the wild, they are a basic forage fish for many species. This is Public News Service. Folks in Michigan have even more election access through a pilot program that allows early voting in many local communities for at least 9 consecutive days before an election.
More than 8.2 million Michigan residents are registered to vote, and one way to avoid the crowds at the ballot box is to show up early. The early voting pilot program is being rolled out in a few cities or counties for this November. Melanie Macy with the group Promote the Vote Michigan says early voting is a process that looks a lot like Election Day.
You go into an early voting site. There's a table where you check in, and then they provide you a ballot. You fill out your ballot, and you put it in a tabulator, just like an Election Day. So we haven't had that in the past, and that's what's been added to the new ways that you can vote.
Not all communities have local elections this year. However, early voting will be available across the state in time for federal primaries next year. Another way to avoid the crowds, of course, is to vote by absentee ballot. People don't have to cite a reason to vote absentee if that's what they prefer. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
These early voting sites can be found through the local county clerk's office. Emissions from buildings, a dangerous source of air pollution. All right, take it off reports. That's according to a new report.
The analysis says the burning of fossil fuels from building and home appliances contributes harmful particles into the air. Dylan Plummer with Sierra Club in the Northwest says outdoor air impacts from fossil fuel use in this sector is not just a threat inside buildings.
As that gas is being vented outside, it's putting dangerous levels of nitrous oxide into the air that are in turn having really dramatic health impacts on these communities.
Plummer says, taken together, homes in Washington state emit about 5 times as much nitrogen oxide as gas-fired power plants. Nitrogen oxides contribute to climate change and are linked to harmful health impacts. The report was released by Sierra Club, Physicians for Social Responsibility, and We Act for Environmental Justice.
On a federal level, the Sierra Club and 25 other organizations urged the EPA last year to regulate building emissions. Finally, Shantia Hudson lets us know Alabama faces a looming shortage of registered nurses.
In the next 5 years, around 40,000 retired nurses are expected to leave the workforce. That's in addition to others potentially leaving from COVID-19 burnout or because they're pursuing different careers. Dr. Martha A. Dawson, former president of the National Black Nurses Association, is inspiring children to consider nursing as a career choice by introducing the NBNA Mini Nurses Academy program at elementary schools.
One of the things that we're finding is that if you don't do it early with them, they'll take the correct courses when they enter into junior high and high school.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on great radio stations on your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.